Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanti Nilayam. This is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh taking you across to the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In today's class, we will be having the privilege of learning some special and interesting mantras from Praveena sir, but with a difference. Today, we will be having the class in English along with Sanskrit, the Deva Bhasha. We have with us brothers from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School to take part in this interesting program. Over to Praveena sir.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Today we'll have, as usual, the session starting with the prayer for Lord Ganesha. So we'll chant the Ganesha Prarthana Mantra together and then we'll commence the session. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmana Brahmanaspada Anashrinvannotivissidhasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajibhir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitrayavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Sai Ram, all the students present here, we have been having so many sessions on the learning of the Vedic mantras, and we have earlier made ourselves acquainted with especially some of the intonations with which we chant these Vedic mantras. Students, as you know, these Vedic mantras are very special and very powerful, and they are said to be very unique because these are the mantras which can give us energy, lot of spiritual energy, which can cleanse the surroundings, which can elevate each one of us. The very fact that Vedic mantras are chanted with intonations, now that creates a positive vibration around us. And we have been learning all these Vedic mantras in all these sessions. But before we go into learning any new mantra or talk something about these Vedic mantras, may I know from you at least what you know of these Vedic mantras and also the Vedic knowledge. As all of you know, the Vedas are said to be infinite, and Vedic wisdom is enormous, infinite, and Vedas are said to be the very treasure house of the knowledge. Here we have, as Ganesh has mentioned, students from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, and you are all exposed to learning of this Vedic mantras regularly and very happy about it. And may I know from you, if any one of you know, what is the meaning of this particular word Veda? Anybody knows? Or this Veda has been derived from which specific root word? Dhatu, with. Very good. Shankar Narayan, you are telling the Vedas. The word Veda has been taken from the root word with. You are right. What is the meaning of the root word with?
To know.
To know. Very good. Which means the Veda, word Veda has been derived from the root word with, which means to know. So Veda means knowledge. Vedaha vid iti dhatoho avirbhutaha. Tasmat Vedaha Jnana Sagarha Eva. When we say Vedas are considered to be the very treasure house of all the type of knowledge, obviously we cannot ignore even the physical knowledge that we have been learning, the mundane knowledge that we have been learning in various forms. It could be even the various branch of science that we are learning in our own classrooms. It could be even physics, it could be chemistry, it could be mathematics, it could be biology, it could be computer science, I'm sure every one of these important branches has got its own basis and also the most important fundamentals in the Vedas. It's mentioned in the Vedas. Jnanameva Vedasyartham Sarva Vijnana Sagaraha. Physics, maths, chemistry, incha, sarva subject samahitaha. You see, all these branches of science that we have been learning in our own classrooms, sarva subject samahitaha, Vedas contain all this knowledge. Only unfortunately we are not aware of this thing and we are not competent enough possibly to explain, interpret, analyze these things possibly. But definitely you can find a very advanced science in the Veda itself. Yes, any one of you know who has written for the first time the Veda Bhashya? Any one of you?
Sayanacharya.
Yes, very good. It is Sayanacharya, a great noble person who was living in India long ago, ancient India, by name Sayanacharya. He has written the Veda Bhashya very beautifully, and because of which many have been benefited by getting to know the meaning and also the explanation concerning various facts in the Vedas. Anybody knows what is another name given to the Vedanta? Vedasya antima bhagaha Vedanta iti pratita.
Upanishadaha.
Samichinam. Yes, you are told rightly. It is the Vedanta, Vedasya antima bhagaha, which is also called Upanishad. Anybody knows how many Upanishads are there? Not very sure? Yes, come on, you tell.
18 no. Upanishads.
18 Upanishads. No, Upanishads are said to be actually originally 1008, out of which 108 Upanishads are said to be available and quite popular. But among them we have Dashopanishads, the 10 Upanishads, which became very popular, and the message contained in these 10 Upanishads were made to know by even the common people, because Adi Shankara has written commentary upon these 10 Upanishads. Isha, Kena, Katha, Prashna, Mundaka, Mandukya, Taittiriya, Aitiriya, Brihadaranyaka, Chandogya. See, these 10 Upanishads are said to be very important, and they contain very highly philosophical principles and message which is applied even today. Yes, if we talk about the Vedas and also Vedic knowledge, Vedic message, anybody knows, any Westerner, Western scholar who is associated or even who has written the commentary for the Vedas. Actually, we are very fortunate to call ourselves Indians because we have Vedas very closely associated with us. In every action of ours, in every ritual of ours, in every tradition of ours, actually we can trace back to the Vedic knowledge. Knowingly or unknowingly, we have been following it. We have been part and parcel of it. But however, we also have some of the Western scholars who have written even their commentary on the Vedas. Anybody knows?
Max Müller.
Very good, Max Müller. A German scholar by name Max Müller has written even commentary very beautifully, and this is even available now. We also have the other, some of the Western scholars, including the Sir William Jones, actually, who was a judge in the court in Calcutta at that time. And he has actually had a very deep, in-depth knowledge in Sanskrit, the Devanagari Lipi, Deva Bhasha, Girvana Bharati. And it is he, Sir William Jones, who has actually even translated the Abhijnana Shakuntala, the greatest, the drama written by Kalidasa himself, Abhijnana Shakuntala. So we have even many of the Western scholars who have interpreted, who have analyzed, who have written commentary on Vedic wisdom. It's very beautiful to know about these things, and also we should be proud because we are having access to such great knowledge. Yes, so we can keep on talking on this Vedic knowledge, And anybody knows Vedas are also called by any other name?
Apaurusheya.
Apaurusheya, very good.
Shruti.
Purusheena na likitaha. You said Shruti. Manish, you're telling Vedas are also called Shrutis. Do you know why they are called Shrutis?
Because they are always sung with intonations.
You should not use the wrong term, singing. They are chanting. Okay, because these Vedic mantras have got specific intonations. And we chant the Vedic mantras. We sing a song. Okay, maybe with a specific rhythm. Laya, Tala, Baddha, etc. However, when you come to the question of these Vedic mantras, usually Vedic mantras, since they have got Udata, Anudata, Swarita, Pluta, Dirgha Swarita, all these important intonations, we chant these Vedic mantras, and the very efficacy of the Vedic mantras lies in the intonation. That's why we should be very cautious even while chanting Vedas, because we are not supposed to commit mistake, errors as much as possible. Yes. So we have, Vedas are also called Shrutis. Shrutva Krita Iti Shruti. Merely by hearing. Okay, from the gurus to the students. Only by way of listening to the gurus' teachings. From there, passed on to the next generation. So Shrutva Krita Iti Shruti, that's Vedas are also called Shrutis. Vedas are called Apurusheya. Purushena na likitha. Not written by any of the Purushas. That's why the errors which could occur because of the human writing is not existing in the Vedas. That's why Apaurusheyas. They are also called Amnaya, Trai, etc. So that's why these Vedas contain sacred mantras. At the same time, Vedic message later on were passed on to the people from one generation to the next generation by remembering Vedic mantras and the message contained in them. That's how the smritis came into existence. Smritva kritaite smriti, parashara smriti, manasmriti, etc. came that way. Which have got actually Vedic message basically. Yes. So when we discuss it or we talk about the language with which these Vedas, Vedic mantras are written, obviously as all of us know, it is Sanskrit language. And this is a beautiful language. Samskrita bhasha ati sulabha madura srimanta cha vartate. Idanim kale api anekaha panditaha tesha nitya jivane samskrita bhashayam eva vyavaharanti. Asmin bhashayaha sulalita kavyam gadya padyani cha rachayanti. Tasmadeva samskrita bhasha ati srimanta bhasha. Anyone of you speak something about Sanskrit? In Sanskrit, if possible. Can you try? Yes, anybody? Shankar Narayan, please try.
Samskrita bhasha eka prachinatama bhasha asti. Devaha samskrita bhashayam eva sambhashanam kurvanti. Samskrita bhashayam anekaha shabdaha santi. Ekasya shabdasya chapi bahavaha arthaha santi. Samskrita bhashayaha varnamala Ativa Vaijnaniki Vartate. Sri Jagadguru Adishankaracharyena Katitam Samskrita Bhasha Sarvasyaha Bhashayaha Mata Asti. Apitu Samskrita Bhasha Eva Mahatvapurna Bhasha Iti Manyate. Vastudaha Veda Upanishada Purana Mahabharata Ramayana Nataka Shastra Dayaha Nana Vidaha Grantaha Samskrita bhashayaha bhandakari virajante. Tan patitva na kevalam bharatiyaha apitu vaideshikaha api ascharya chakitaha bhavanti. Loke bala sahityasya utkamaha api panchatantre hitopadeshe chavithyate. Samskrita bhasha alaukikaihi gunaihi mandida vartate. Samskrita sahityam Bharatasya gauravam utkhoshayati. Bhashasu mukhya madhura divya khirvana bharati. Vanyeka samalam karoti purusham. Ya samskrita dharyate kshiyante kalubhushanani satatam vakbhushanam bhushanam.
Samichinam. Chhatraha Vedaha samskrita bhashayam eva likhitaha. Asmakam bharatiyanam samskritihi mula granthaha mahavedaha cha sarve samskrita bhashayam eva likhitaha. Vedaha na kevalam bharatiya samskrutehe sanatana dharmasya cha moolam kintu sakala manavanam jivan vidhanasya charitrasya cha margadarshanam api kurvanti. Vaidika dharmam upajivyaiva vishvasya sarvepi dharmaha sampravrittaha. Vaidika dharmameva atra bhagavadgitayamapi vedaha vishvavrikshasya parnataya samupavarnitaha. Patravihinaha shushkaha padapaha nirjivataya na phalani pradadatum prabhavati. Evam vaidika tattvajnana vikalam vishvamapi chaitanyarahitam na phalapradam bhavet. Tasmat vaidika maulyanam prasaraya veda parampara paritranam avashyam karaniyam. Vyasa maharshi vedan chaturbhage vyabhajata te rigvedaha yajurvedaha samavedaha tatha atharvanavedaha. Vedaha vedanam anyanamani shruti amnaya trai iti ityadayaha. So when we discuss about the Vedic mantras and the language in which these Vedic mantras are written, Girvana Bharati, Deva Bhasha, a beautiful Sanskrit language, which is rich with vocabulary. Then when we in general discuss about what is contained in the Vedas, is it universal? The message contained in the Vedas, is it universal? It's very true. It's universal. Maybe we can even give one or two examples to justify this. We also see in Upanishads, there's a branch called Shaktya Upanishad. In that Shaktya Upanishad, we have one important Upanishad called Allah Upanishad. You may be wondering, how Allah Upanishad is part of the Vedas, Upanishads? Yes, it is. And if you see the script, or even the Allah Upanishad, how it goes, Divyani datte datte divyani divyani datte datta ilala ilale datte datta ilale datte datta iti datte ilale varuno varuna ilala ilale varuna ilala iti ilale varuno raja raja varuno varuno raja raja punardu punardu raja raja punarduhu punarduriti punapunahduhu hyavami mitra mitro hyavami mitraha. Then it goes on, and finally you can see it's a quite big mantra. Actually, what I'm chanting is in Jatabhata, the repetition of backward and forward repetition of the words. And finally you can see ilam 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 ilalo akbar ilalo akbar ilalo akbar akbarosmiham akbarosmiham akbarosmiham. So you can see such beautiful Upanishads, as you see in this case of Allah Upanishad as a part of the Shakti Upanishad. So anybody can accept, yes, the Vedic message is really universal, apply to every individual, and very beautifully conveyed to everybody. The whole branch, the Samaveda that you see, you can see beautiful mantras where the mantras are chanted musically. Yadyava indrate shatam Eshatam bhume ruta syonai visham visham asi havuva visham visham asi idida unayami hoi unayami hoi deur naur ha isamavasadityate ha. So it goes on like that. So this is a beautifully given the Samavedic style of chanting, and you can see Samaveda, from where even the music has been originated. Yes, It's very nice to hear, and also you can see beautifully it enhances our own inclination towards the Vedic knowledge. So that's how you can see concerning Vedas. It goes beyond the time, caste, creed, and even the places, etc. The message is universal, and many of the mantras that you can see in the Samaveda, beautiful to hear. Such Samavedic style of chanting, even if we get even in some of the other Yajurvedic part also, as you have been chanting in your own schools. Okay, I have been in the morning for session. I am also aware that you have been practicing and chanting the Vedic mantras regularly. It's very nice to know. En masse learning and chanting many of the mantras right from the young age till the, say, 11th class, 12th class, etc., learning regularly, practicing regularly. And you must have learned one of the important mantras like Bhrigavalli, where a part of it, in the end, a Samavedic style of chanting comes. Anybody knows that particular part? Yes, can you chant?
Ha hu ha hu ha hu Ahamannam 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 Ahamannado ahamannado ahamannada Ahagrishlo kakrita ahagrishlo kakrita ahagrishlo
kakrita. Very good. You can see this Samavedic style of chanting you can also find as a part in some of the Yajurvedic mantras also, as just now mentioned. Ha hu ha hu ha hu ahamanna mahamanna mahamannam ahamannado ahamannado ahamannadah. It goes like that. And even during those time, they have to have specific time duration with which actually they have to calculate how long, what the duration of chanting of each of these letters, syllables. It cannot go longer than that, and it cannot be chanted shorter than that. That is the Samavedic style of Vedic chanting. So if you see the message contained in the Vedas and beauty of Vedas in terms of the vast knowledge contained in the Vedas is really great. And we are very fortunate because we also have some kind of touch. We also are familiar to some extent with the beautiful language with which the Vedic mantras are written. Sanskrit language, Deva Bhasha, which is said to be a novel language, a beautiful language with a lot of rich vocabulary. Many a time we can see for the same object there are many different words. Or one word can convey so many different meanings altogether. For example, when you say Om, invariably most of these Vedic mantras we start with Omkara, which is nothing but Pranava. This Pranava mantranam setuhu. Pranava, this word has been derived from the root word Nu. What is the meaning of this Nu? Rakshana, Gati, Kanti, Tripti, Avagama, Preeti, Pravesha, Shravana, Samisa, Iccha, Kirti, Vyapti, Alingana, Dana, Boga, Himsa, Vriddhi. You see, so many different meanings for the same root word. Nu Dhatu. When you say Go, quite often you can see so many references in the Vedic mantras where Go or Dhenu, Shatari, Vasa. Okay, all this mean the same thing, Go, which means the cow. So that's how we can see, that's the beauty of Sanskrit language. If you say one dry tree is standing in front of you, in Sanskrit how do you say? Shushkaha vrikshaha agre tishtati. Shushkaha vrikshaha agre tishtati. But same thing, see, Shushko vrikshas tishtatyagre, same thing can be told. Shushka, nirasa, vriksha, taru, agre, purataha, tishtati, vilasati. So, nirasa, taru, riva, vilasati, purataha is nothing but Shushko vrikshas tishtatyagre. That is the beauty of the Sanskrit language. So, you can see such great language, which actually showcases. Such beautiful, great mantras, which are chanted with all these intonations, make it more powerful. And by chanting these Vedic mantras, not only the individual who chants it purifies himself, elevates himself, but also the surroundings will be cleansed. I do not know how many of you know about this. Even today we have mantropathy, just like homeopathy, allopathy, mantropathy, wherein by chanting mantra itself, various mantras, yes, we can eradicate, we can find some kind of cure for diseases, we can cleanse our own surroundings. Yes, that is the significance, that is the importance, that is the beauty of Sanskrit language. And that is the beauty of the language which is given, this Vedic mantras, all these Vedic mantras. Yes, I think now we'll chant Sai Gayatri together. All of you know, you are familiar with Sai Gayatri, we've been chanting it regularly. We'll chant together Sai Gayatri, starting with Om.
Saishwaraya Vidmahe Satya Devaya Dhimahe Tannah Sarvah Prachodayat.
Yes, as all of you know, the Gayatri mantras, here we say Sai Gayatri. We also have various Gayatris. It could be even Vishnu Gayatri. We got Lakshmi Gayatri, Devi Gayatri, Shanmukha Gayatri, Narasimha Gayatri. So many Gayatris. Anybody knows why they are basically called Gayatri mantras? Of course, one way you can see these mantras very said to be very potential, very powerful mantras. Gayantam Trayate iti Gayatri. Trayate protects Gayantam. The one who chants this will be protected by the Gayatri mantra itself. Gayantam Trayate iti Gayatri. And invariably you can see all these Gayatri mantras are written in Gayatri meter, Gayatri chandas. So you can see having three padas and each pada having eight syllables, that makes the Gayatri chandas. And you can see there are quite a few mantras, large number of mantras in Vedas. It could be Rig Veda, it could be Yajur Veda, it could be Atharvana Veda. And you can see there are so many mantras which are written in Gayatri meter, Gayatri chandas. And you can see concerning the meters, the chandas is part of the Vedanga. Anybody knows which are the Vedangas? They are also called Shadangas, the six accessories which are actually part and parcel of the learning of the Vedas. Yes.
Shiksha, Vyakarana, Chandas, Jyotisha, Nirupta and Kalpa.
Very good. So these are said to be Shadangas. Anybody knows which are Shad Darshanas? Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa. So one has to be thorough with knowledge contained in all these branches. Shadangas, Shad Darshanas. And then you can see, he'll be able to really get benefit out of interpretation that he can do concerning Vedic knowledge. When you say learning Vedas, not merely by hearting and repeating the Vedic mantras, a thorough knowledge refers to even studying, knowing, having an in-depth knowledge regarding Vedangas and even the Shad Darshanas. Even during those days, Vedic time, disciples, pupils, they used to learn Vedic mantras under competent gurus. In fact, they used to have their own universities. They used to have even vice chancellors. Daumya Maharshi is one such vice chancellor, where he was housing so many students, more than 10,000 students, and for them learning center is the hermitage of the guru himself. Obedience was the prerequisite for learning Vedic mantras. And all these disciples, with sincerity, with earnestness, with the devotion, they used to learn Vedic mantras. Learning for 12 years was compulsory. Of course, those who want to have further studies, they used to stay for 48 years in the hermitage of the gurus, and they used to learn with Vedic mantras. time you can see after learning for a certain known period of time, they used to leave the hermitage of the gurus, and during that time, yes, the degree giving or the convocation celebration, convocation function, Snatakotar Padavi function used to be held even during those times. That's why even today we have, during convocation, invariably this mantra being chanted, part of the Shikshavalli, Veda Mano Chacharyo Ante Vasarmanu Shasti Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara. So you can see even today we chant this mantra, because during those days also, disciples, pupils, they used to learn under the great sages who are totally committed, and they used to impart their knowledge to the students. And students, they used to promise, yes, whatever I have learnt under you, I will continue to practice them and put into practice what I have learnt, and I will be useful to the society. I will serve the society. They used to pledge and then leave the hermitages. Such great ideals used to be there during those time. And we can see even such ideals are also being continued in many of the institutions. So we are very fortunate, especially Swami has given us opportunity to learn these Vedic mantras and make ourselves acquainted with this beautiful language of Sanskrit. So that's how we are very lucky, we are very fortunate. We have the key to open the great room, treasure house of the Sanskrit knowledge itself, the knowledge of the Vedic wisdom. We have the key, but we have to make up our minds to open it and see what is there inside. Sincerely take it for our own benefit and spread the knowledge, propagate the Vedic knowledge for the benefit of everybody. Serve the society. That's what the message even Swami has given to all of us. That's what the message is contained in the Vedas. Is any clarification, any doubt, any one of you having? We are very fortunate because 12 years back, Swami had inaugurated this particular system, the Radio Sai, and we have been trying in our own small way how we can propagate the Vedic knowledge, Vedic message, and also how it may be beneficial to most of the people. We have been trying on these lines. May Swami bless all of us. May Swami bless all the creatures. May Swami bless whole world. So we will conclude with the Kshama Prarthana Mantra chanting together.
Om Yadakshara Parabhrastam Matrahinam Tu Yad Bhavet Tatsarvam Shamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Nyunani Chatiriktani Shamasvasaishvara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishammaya Daso Yamiti Mamatva Shamasvasaishvara Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Saishvara Hari Om Dasya Sri Saishvara Arpanamastu.
Thank you, Praveena sir, for giving us this beautiful exposition on the Vedic learning, along with insights into the Samavedic mantras and also the interesting Alla Upanishad. We also thank all the higher secondary school students for taking part in this special program. Sir, we are indeed fortunate to have you teach us these sacred hymns in the medium of the Sanskrit language. In future, we would be very pleased to have more classes and sessions in this sacred language of Sanskrit. With this, we come to an end to this episode of Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. Sai Ram.